Online Podcast 177. Hello, yellow. I'm back. Still not completely well yet, as you can tell from my voice, but I am glad to be back. But first of all, how fun was that? That Steve from Swan Lake get to cover for my show. I know it may have sounded that I was sort of serious. Boy. My cat is decided to have a lot of fun in my studio as well. I decided to let him in this time. I'm doing this recording a little bit earlier in the day so that I don't get, well, that's not the main reason, so that I don't get all this noise coming from outside, the cicadas from the outside. You know, they make really loud noise this time of year here in this part of the world. So I'm not completely healed yet, as you can tell. I'm going to take a sip of water while I play something for you. No, I can't. So I'm just going to listen to me drink. Show, Andy Vey. Let me mess with my... I always do that. When I'm recording, I still mess with my thingy, my equipment, if you get my drift. So anyway, thank you to Steve. Thank you, Princess Purple Chick, and also Swing Nut for doing the show. And also, of course, Jack. I think that's the name of the doggy. It's very cute. You know, it sounded like a big dog, you know, the way the dog moved. And so a little bit of an update for all of you who missed me, like Archer, who said that he missed me. Thank you. You know, this whole relationship thing, the whole interaction thing has become more and more developed, which makes me so excited. This is, I think, the essence of a podcast, is to be able to get the reaction from the listeners, and then I respond back. And so we are constantly creating content for each other that way. Now, you can also leave your voice comment anytime using my... nobody called that line for a while. Well, actually, somebody did. I think Becky Ney also called me the other day. and of course, our beloved... Rumble Redhead also leave me messages, and I like that. You know, he listens to the show, and then he would call and responds to the particular show. So tangents again, right? You can leave me a comment at my comment line 206-888-JOHN, or you can also go to onlinepodcast.com and then leave me a comment there at using my Ching Chong, or you know, officially it's called MyChingo.com, but I call it My Ching Chong because I'm Ching Chong, right? And I like to poke fun of my Asianness, even though my eyes are really small, so when you poke it, you couldn't really hurt anything. I don't know why I said that. So my voice is a little hoarse. A little whorish. And so, but I'm back. I don't even feel completely back to normal yet. Now, first of all, I have several things. I got strep throat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I was out of work because I was feeling awful Tuesday and Wednesday. And first of all, you know, Sunday night, I was starting to feel the sore throat. I call it whore throat. And my mom's so funny. You know how I am. I always get on. If you see me on iChat or if you see me on Skype, I always put my mood message there or whatever your status thing. And I always put exactly what I feel, right? And most of the time it's about fat. And when I was having my sore throat, I put whore throat because, you know, several of my friends would get it. Steve would get it, Andy would get it, and people who see me online would get it. So same thing as my fat. But my mom saw it. My mom's like, whore throat. What is that? Now, my mom's she doesn't feel comfortable speaking English, but she can read and she can understand English, and she even speaks some, but she's not comfortable speaking it, but she was reading it. And then my dad went to a boarding school, a British boarding school. And so he speaks perfect English and write and read very well. And so he was asking my mom was asking my dad, what is whore throat? Oh, I need to blow my nose. Excuse me, just a second. I moved away from the microphone, but it still catches it. Oh, sorry, that was my email. I should turn that off. And so my dad was asking my mom was asking my dad, what is whore throat? My dad was like, was this some kind of disease? So yeah, that was funny. That cracked me up. Of course, I never explained to my mom why I put whore throat on there. I have this new setup. I have a microphone stand that clamp on my iRiver so that I don't have to keep knocking it down. Of course, I'm pulling it because my headphone cord is not long enough. I get the feed direct. Oh, you don't want to know about that. But anyhow, so I'm about back to normal. My sore throat obviously is gone, but I was prescribed. I knew it because I went to the doctor because I was working with a bunch of people who suspected has, two of them had a suspected case, not confirmed, suspected case of strep throat. And since strep throat is going around like crazy, I just went to the doctor straight away. And the doctor says, you know, it looks so much like it. If you want to do the strep culture test, it's going to take 24 to 48 hours. And if you want to go ahead and I can prescribe you the antibiotics and you can just start the treatment right away. It looks very much like it. So I said, fine. Sorry. So I went ahead and got that antibiotics. And so I was taking the medicines and I was doing okay. And on Monday, I started to take the medicine. And then on Tuesday, it got worse. You know, the sore throat was worse, and I was feeling kind of chilly, you know, cold, and I think I may have gotten a fever too, but I wasn't sure because I was just, you know, popping ibuprofen like crazy because my throat was hurting and my body was aching. And so I start to take ibuprofen, and of course the moment that I was awake was very short. I'm constantly in bed, half awake or asleep. And same thing on Wednesday. It got a little bit better, but not quite yet. And then on Thursday, I thought I was going to go to work, but I could not wake up. I was just so, my body was completely drained from going through the sickness that I think my strep throat thing was over, or somewhat over, or under control at least. But I just could not. I couldn't get myself to be awake. So I slept until 1 o'clock and got a really good night rest. And finally on Thursday evening is when I felt a little bit better. And so I went to work on Friday. And of course, I also get this nauseated feeling, right? Which I didn't know. I thought it was part of the sickness. And also, this is going to be graphic. If you're eating, you might want to refrain from chewing. I was a little bit not so good in the stomach, so I thought maybe could it be a virus or something? But it's a bacteria thing. If it's actually strep throat, my kitty just sleep on my lap now. You're sweetie purr. Okay, anyway, got distracted because my pussy is on my lap. And he likes to snuggle. And so I took the medication. This is like a couple of days. Well, yesterday, actually. 2 days ago on Saturday. I looked at, and happy Monday, by the way, if you're listening to this on the Monday. And I look at the medication, and it says that the side effect, one of the side effects was nausea and mild diarrhea. So I obviously had those two. It usually happens when, I guess it's, you know, that all those nauseated feelings, sensation that I was experiencing was actually side effects from my medication. And so I'm just going to tough it out for a few days because, you know, I'm going to be done with the with antibiotics pretty soon. And so going to the bathroom thing, the whole diarrhea thing, it's not like full-blown diarrhea. It's just that, you know, I would get sort of sick and then I need to go to the bathroom and it's kind of liquid. Okay, too much detail. So I even put that on my website too. My mom says, you put everything on your iChat, you know, because I was like, you know, whatever I was feeling, sometimes I just put it there. Most of the time is about my fat, like I said. And I did lose some weight, but I'm not even counting on it because once I'm able to eat again, I'm sure I will gain it all back. But, you know, I have plans. I have plans with my new buddy Andy on the web that we will be doing something, a little blog to sort of jot down the progress that we're doing, you know, food that we eat and workout that we do. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'll let you know when that happens. I have lots of stuff today that I can possibly write them down and spread them into several shows, but I am just not quite in the mood for it. I'm just in the mood to talk to you again. You don't know how, I'm sure this happens to some of the podcasters as well. Not only, now Archer sent me a message, and many of you did send me messages saying that, that you wish me well and get well soon, all those good stuff. And of course, if you want to check out those messages, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. And I think they were all or mostly in the show where I named it Fat-Free Online, because it's no me talking about my fat. Fat-Free Online Hijacks BBC, because the sweet, sweet Steve took over and did a show for me. I mean, he didn't have to do that, but I wanted him to do that. I have a recording of him that I was going to play, but then I saw him online and we were chatting, and I just, that inspiration just came, right? I said, hey, do you want to do a show for me? And so he gladly took the job, and I really appreciate that. And most people, and well, in fact, all, every single one, I've never heard one negative thing. I don't think the people who are actively listening to it enjoyed the show. And so did I. In fact, I listened to the show before I posted, just so that I know what to create for show notes. And then I checked on the email. He actually did some show notes already. So, but it was still nice to be listening to my own show without my own voice, besides the intro and the outro. So thank you again, Steve. And thank you, Horliver from Orange in the Pod. You know, I'm so lazy. I may not do a show note today. Maybe I need a show note person like Madge, but I'm not that popular yet. So, and also from Steve, obviously, and from turn to Madge, and also from Vincent from Malaysia. Thank you for your message as well, Brad. Thank you so much, and Brad. You know what, Brad? That referral link. So Brad is starting his own podcast called 773 Podcast. I don't know why, and I guess he'll explain. 773podcast.com. I don't know what he'll call it. 773 or 773. I don't know, but go check it out at 773podcast.com, and he'll tell you all about the show. And so he used my Bluehost referral link. Now, any of you, if you are thinking about changing hosting company, I've been using Bluehost for a while. I'm gonna don't blame me. I just ate, and you know, I'm having funky stomach, so let me burp, okay? And usually you guys do anyway. And 773, Brad used my referral link on my onlinepodcast.com main page. On the right hand side, if you scroll all the way down, there are three referral links that I have. One is the Bluehost, and the other one is Libsyn, and then the last one would be Sound Professionals, which is where I got my binaural microphones from, and I'm planning on getting a lot of audio stuff from there as well. And so I have this three referral links, and Brad just happened to want to go start his own podcast, and so. Because you get a ton, like a gazillion bandwidth on Bluehost, which is initially what I thought I was going to be using. But then I started sharing. I have you don't care. But then I also use Libsyn for my media file. And so Brad used my Bluehost link. Guess what? I'm getting $65. Ooh, wonderful. So, Brad, I suggest that you also sign it up and also tell people to use it if they want to. So, if you are my listener and if you're thinking about changing hosting company or even just, you know, start your own podcast or website, they are inexpensive. And I think they're like $8.95 or something a month, something like that. I don't remember. But they're not expensive and you get a ton of good stuff. And I've been using them for a while. They got great tech support. And so I would go over to Online Podcasts, scroll down the right-hand side and use my referral link because it's $65. That's big money. And and I totally need that. I so totally need that. And so thank you, Andy, also. No, this is going to be free flow and it's just going to be me yakking because I don't really have... Sometimes I write down some outline of what I want to talk about, but today, too much stuff going on and I just feel like I missed you guys. Oh, this is what I was going to is besides all of you guys leaving messages. Well, I think only one said that he missed me, which is Archer. Thank you, Archer. And thank you, Rupert, as well. And thank you, VJ Net from vjnet.blogspot.com. Mark, remarkably, Mark, obviously, and another omnisexual, bisexual person, Hadi Patuti, who also enjoyed the discussion about bisexuality from Steve and his friends, Princess Leia, no, Princess Purple Chick and Swing Nut. Swing his nut. Wah! And also Andy, and of course I knew this episode is going to be enjoyable for Andy for sure because Andy knows all of them, and I'm still sick. Oh, how long have I been talking? 17 minutes. Okay, good. I'm gonna take a sip of water again. I don't have to worry about dead air, but sometimes. On an audio show, if you go completely dead, people think that the show is ended or they hit the stop button. So I try to make some noise while I'm drinking too. And so besides you guys missing me or Archer missing me, I missed, well, I also miss a lot of you guys too, the podcasters out there. I skip a lot, well not skip, but I haven't gone back to listening to too many of the missed shows because I was just not in the mood to do anything besides sleep. So I also missed you guys, you know that whole relationship thing, the whole back and forth thing. I feel like I have so much to tell you. It's like we are good friends that we haven't seen each other for a whole week and then haven't been able to talk to you guys. That is exactly what I'm feeling. And so I have a ton to tell you. I don't think I can cover everything, but at least I feel like I did that. I get everything out of my chest. If I can get some of those sinus cleared up, I'll be much happier. And so today I'll be taking it Sunday. Okay, ruin the illusion. It's actually Sunday today. I'm recording this at, not right now, it's like 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on August 13th. So I just ruined it, right? But I was interviewed by another newspaper in Malaysia, in Penang specifically, for my PenangHokkien.com website and podcast. And, you know, I'm very excited about it. I mean, it makes me feel like the work is slowly getting recognized, but more so, I am looking forward to getting more people listening to it because I just think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, podcast is wonderful, and all the stuff that, of course, I definitely believe in the stuff that I'm doing, and that's why I'm doing it, especially for Penang Hokkien. Penang Hokkien is more so of a, I actually, it's better well thought of, thought out. Did I say thought? I'm sick, you know, I'm using that that pass, what is it called, the veto, no, not veto, whatever that Archer and Project Runway reality TV show thing that people are talking about right now on Archer's show, immunity, yeah. So ow boy, He just scratched me. Okay, go sleep there. Okay, he's too uncomfortable in my lap. So now he jumped off and went over to his own bed. And so I'm sick, so I can burp. I forgot what I was talking about, though. I know you'll be like pulling your hair right now, trying to get me to go back to my original thought, which I don't remember now. So I'm sure I'll come back to it. And the success. Well, sort of success. I have about 1,000. Well, compared to my listeners here, which you guys are wonderful. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's amazing how much the interaction we are getting from each other. That's really wonderful. And Rebecca Nay, of course, and she says hello also through iChat, or not iChat, what is that thing? Google Talk. And so I have about 250 downloads to 300 downloads, or active listeners, I should say, not just downloads. Active meaning I keep getting the same amount of the downloads. And most of my listeners on online podcasts are from iTunes. And so if you don't listen to the show after 5 shows, unless you download everything and you delete everything, you refresh the podcast download thingy, you wouldn't have been receiving the same amount of shows. I mean, you wouldn't be receiving every single show, because after 5 shows, it actually stopped downloading until you refresh it. And about 300 active listeners, which I'm still glad, but not a big number. Average, considering successful average, a very modest successful podcast, because there's so many podcasts out there. And when I first started, there were 7 listeners, and then like maybe 20 something listeners, and then 90. And then now I have about 300 active downloads. And so on Penang Hokkien, however, I have about 1,000 per, this is per month, per one show, within a month, how many downloads I get. I usually don't go back far. You know, sometimes it would go back to like about 400 or 500 for shows that's been there for a while. So anyway, I then Penang Hokkien is getting some attention from press, from newspapers. This is probably the 4th newspaper that interviewed me. Of course, they emailed this guy, the reporter. I don't know whether it's a guy or a girl, though. This person emailed me and asked and gave some suggestions of some photographs they would like to see. So it's going to be interesting how I will be putting that together, because Bruce is at work. I was going to call my brother, but I forgot, and he's probably busy anyway. And I'm going to have to somehow get myself into a position where I can show my computers, show my equipment, not those equipment, but the audio equipment that I use for the show, and set up a camera to capture as if I was doing a recording, like as if right now. Right now, let me tell you what I'm in. I'm in this t-shirt, an old t-shirt that's very comfortable, a large t-shirt. I usually wear medium, but lately I have to wear large now. And so I have this large t-shirt, and I'm in my underwear. I have this boxer briefs underwear, so it's kind of long. It's not those tiny little thing. So I won't walk around the house like that usually. And so this is what I'm in while I'm doing this recording. I have one leg up on the on the desk, and then another leg folded on the chair as I'm playing with my little Listerine strip thing. And my other hand playing with my hair. I have this habit of rolling, playing with my hair. And also, I'm keep checking in on the time. It's 24 minutes each, I mean, or so. And so this is what I'm doing. I'm talking to the microphone while I'm pretending to be talking to you, which is actually true when you listen to this, and it completes the cycle. So I'm getting attention from some press, and I'm really excited about it, and I really want to make a big thing out of it to make it more successful. First is to get people into listening to podcasts, and second, I'm proud of my own work, so I'm glad that people are listening to it. And I also want to create some sort of, I don't know. I am more into that very casual talk and casual talk. And so I, besides this sort of live journal, or live journal, this, what do you call this? Audio blog thing. I'm going to blow my nose. Besides this audio blog thing, I also, when I have my Penang Hokkien, is sort of, it's not an audio blog, but it's a very open and easygoing chat show, conversation that we carry on. We will find a topic and we'll have people who have a lot to say about a certain topic. For instance, ghost stories in hotel rooms. And then in my forum, I would gather a few people who are interested in sharing their stories, and I'll call them up and we'll just chat. And it's one of those conversations that I imagine having with my high school friends, just when we sit down at a coffee shop and chat. And it's very interesting sometimes for, you know, I've done this before. There's sometimes conversations that's been going on that is a little bit louder than it should. And the topics are exciting, interesting, that you almost want to, you know, stick your ears in there and listen to the story. So that's the whole idea of the show. So we'll be talking very openly, and I try to make them not think of it as a radio show or an audio production, but rather than a chat that's being recorded and shared with other people. And people usually really enjoy that sort of casual talk. And so I'm hoping that would create more of those shows from Asia, from Malaysia specifically, and to generate more content. That is my ultimate goal, to generate more content coming directly. My gosh, am I hearing the birds already, or the, yeah, it's the bird. As I'm speaking, you hear the chirp, chirp, chirp. So that's that. And so I'm getting a lot of attention, which I'm really excited. Okay, I've said that 10,000 times already. And so they wanted me to take a picture of that for the newspaper article, in which I will try my darndest. I don't know. I'm so tired. I'm kind of tired too. And I went into for a little bit of a work training thing this morning. I was there at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Should I respond or play any audio comment? I don't even know if I have any audio comment. I know I have some from Ramble Tom from Ramble Redhead, which I am looking forward to doing his interview. Lately, I've been wanting to be a interview bottom, interviewee as opposed to an interviewer. Oh, you know what? Oh gosh, there's going to be some interesting thing. Hopefully this Thursday or next Monday that I'll be talking about. I'm trying to get in touch with the person, but if not, it's getting a lot of attention here in Kansas City. Well, in Kansas specifically, but I'm not in Kansas, I'm in Missouri. Missouri, not Ra. And I'm looking to see if I have any audio comment coming in from anybody. Oh, I think it's Mark's audio comment. Let me see if I can play that. Here, let's see. This is from Remarkably Mark.
Hey, Johnny, John.
Did I play that?
I hope you're feeling better. It sucks that you're not doing too well, so I thought I'd leave you a ching-chong to tell you how much I love you.
Thank you.
And, Steve, you were a great, great host with that sexy voice of yours. And, you know, I feel bad because I was going to write a comment on your last week's show about how wonderful and amazing you are. So hopefully you're hearing this. I love you both.
Matchmaker,
John,
matchmaker.
Feel better. And here's a little thing to pick you up, your own voice.
Oh, Steve, is Steve home yet? Yeah, it's my own voice.
Mwah, love
you. Oh, love you too. Thank you. Mwah. I won't want to. Oh, in fact, I think I probably kiss Andy Melton more than I should. That he got a fever last week from my telling him about my sickness. That's awful, isn't it? And I'm not going to go through. I'm a little bit of a chaos today, but I just thought that, you know, I have so much in my head that I was going to tell you that I don't need to write things down. But of course, I forget what I was going to tell you about. Oh, you know what? I am trying to tell... I'm trying to get people to subscribe to the show. So if you listen to the show on your own computer, especially, or on a computer that you are allowed to install iTunes, why don't you try subscribing to the show instead? Because I'm trying, not on this podcast, but on my other podcasts, is to put some exclusively subscribed or podcast feed only content to put it on the website. So I am trying to get people from Malaysia to get used to the idea of podcasting, because that idea is still sort of fresh, and even amongst people here too, but definitely more so in Asia, that it's a new concept that people just go to the website and listen to it. It's fine if every once in a while, or most of you are doing the subscription, and some of you are doing the web listening. That's fine, because sometimes you're listening to this while you're at work, if you're supposed to, or if you're allowed to, and then you can then listen to it without having to install iTunes. But I prefer you to do that, because, and I really encourage all the Hokkien people to do that. So I'll be doing a video tutorial that I'm going to post on the website to hopefully encourage people to do listening to podcasts correctly, which is to subscribe to it. And excuse me. And I'm tired. I don't know what to talk about now, though. I thought I have a whole bunch of stuff, but I guess not. So maybe I should end the show. You know, the moment I end the show, I think of stuff to say. But anyway, but thank you, all of you who are wishing me well in person or by email or over the phone, and also over iChat or Skype. Thank you so much for your concern. I am coming back. I am not completely back yet. I don't know if you can tell from my stuffy nose voice. And but I hope I would definitely be hopefully completely be back to normal next week, if not this Thursday. And I'll be telling you stories on Thursday about this Kansas incident in a bed and breakfast or hotel type thing. So, and I can't breathe because I have stuffy nose, and so I can't breathe properly. So I'm constantly short of breath. But, yeah. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for downloading the show, especially if you are subscribed to the show. Thank you even more. And if you want to leave a comment, go to onlinepodcast.com, leave a comment there, or call me 206-888-JOHN, or go to mychingchong at onlinepodcast.com and leave a comment there. And I like the interaction that we're having, so thank you so much for doing that. And I will talk to you again on Thursday. And don't forget to smile, okay? Ta-ta! Okay.